Hi, everybody. It's so great to be learning together. The Svardic Tshuva of the Week from Sha'arei Orah, the Svardic Congregation of Teaneck. This week, we're going to speak about when one is reading the Megillah for women, what brachot do they make? And this is something that's very relevant for me because I'm the one that reads the Megillah for the women night in the evening. So what is the brachot? What are the brachot that she makes? So are women chayavot in Mikra Megillah? The answer is yes. Even though it's mitzvah aseh shehazman grama, even though it's a time-bound positive mitzvah, and the Gemara says, since we say af heinu b'toane, since they were involved in the miracle, either because they were under the decree to, God forbid, to be destroyed, or because they were the ikaranes, as Tosfot explained, because the primary nes was through Esther. And however you can explain it, women are chayavot in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. The question is, though, what is the chiyuv? The Rambam says the chiyuv is kriya, and the Bahag says the mitzvah is shemiya. Women have to read it according to the Rambam. According to the Bahag, Bahal HaKad Gedolot is shemiya. So what do we follow? So the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, says, when you make a bracha for women, the bracha should be lishmoa Megillah. So the Rambam says, and this is what Ashkenazim follow, that if you're reading the Megillah for Ashkenazic women, the bracha should be lishmo mikra Megillah. Well, Maran does not take a stand on this in the Shulchan Aruch. What do the Sephardic poskim say about this? So a very, very important Sephardic posek, Pri Chadash, says no. Follow the Rambam, that the bracha should be al mikra. And Rav Vajja quotes two major Ashkenazic poskim, the Vilna Gaon and the Turi Evin, that agree, and a very, very important Sephardic posek, Rabbi Yehuda Ayash, right, who related to Shimon Ayash from Sha'arei Orah, that's his ancestor. He also rules that the bracha for when it is al mikra, and he writes, Rabbi Yehuda Ayash, this is the minhag. This has become the minhag. Read for women to make the bracha of al mikra. And Rav Vajja quotes from poskim like the Ma'amar Mordechai and Bnei Binyamin, who say that this is the minhag Yerushalayim. So therefore, right, and this is according to the most Rishonim that will say that the women are chayavot not just lehir but also to read the Megillah. And so that's pretty clear about the bracha Rishon. Now, what about the bracha Achrona? Well, that's a minhag. Already the Mishnah Masechet Megillah tells us that if it's a place to say the minhag, you say the minhag of harav et rivenu. Those who don't have the minhag, you do not say. The minhag generally is to say the bracha of harav et rivenu. But since it's only a minhag, it's only there for pirsumi nisa, it's only there to mefarsim the nes, it's only when there is a tzibur. You don't have a tzibur, you don't make the bracha harav et rivenu. At least that is the ruling of the Ramah. The question is, does Sfaradim follow this? Well, this is already a debated issue. The Radvaz, major Sephardic posek, says that you even the Yachid should say it. However, the already Maran ben Chaviv from Yerushalayim in the 16th century, he disagrees with Radvaz and agrees with the Ramah that you should only make the bracha of harav rivenu when you are reading the Megillah b'tzibur, and this is actually the minhag Yerushalayim. And even though the Ben Ish Chai says the minhag in Baghdad was to say the bracha of harav rivenu, even in the Yachid, nonetheless, Rav Vajja says that even Jews from Iraq, Bavli Jews, should follow the minhag Yerushalayim. He notes this is also the ruling of the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Brura, and the Derech HaChayim, that no bracha is made after the Megillah unless it's Bitzibur. And at the end of the day, even if you're not sure, our famous rule, Safek Brachot Lahakel, if we're not sure, we do not make the bracha. So, bottom line is, when reading to a group of Sephardic women, you make the bracha of Al Mikra Megillah. And making the bracha, and after you're done, if there's no minyan, then you'd omit the bracha of harav et rivenu. Wishing everybody a great, great week, and it's great to be learning about inyanei Purim as we approach Purim in less than 2 weeks.